So now you have traveled around the planet. You've given thousands of talks, speeches, lectures, you know, TV interviews, radio. You've seen it all, man, out there.
Yep.
Now, omega-3, from when I was working with Alice in the health food store in 1982, and I remember you teaching me about flax and how wonderful it was and, you know, learning about all the great benefits. So now it's a buzzword, like omega-3. I hear it all the time. Yeah. You hear it on the radio, TV. The question I have for you is, do people really know what it means?
They know it's a buzzword. They know it's important to health. They don't know what the issues are, I would say. It still don't. And the big issue with omega-3s are, of all of our essential nutrients, omega-3s are the most sensitive. They're damaged by light, by oxygen, by heat. They should therefore get the most care because of that sensitivity. But we actually give oils the least care. So we flip them in a frying pan and damage them with light, oxygen, heat all at the same time. And more health problems come from damaged oils than any other part of nutrition. And more health benefits come, you know, from making the oil change that I recommend, from oils that are damaged by industry and by cooking practices, to oils made with health in mind that are not damaged by the way you apply them in your food. So the big issue that people don't really understand, they think that fish oil must be good for you, although the research is pretty much now saying they don't work anymore. And it's because of more and more processing that's been done over the years. And they're a supplement, not a food foundation. What I work with is food foundation. A tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day, so 14 grams per 50 pounds. So I use like 4 tablespoons in winter. That's a lot of oil, and we do well when we use that kind of oil as our food oil foundation. Then you can add a supplement to that, but I would recommend krill rather than fish oil because krill oil is not damaged and works more effectively and has some other benefits that fish oil doesn't have. But you can't do it on krill oil alone either. You need to get the foundation in place, and that means replacing the cooking oils with oils made with health in mind. When you get that foundation in place, then you can add a supplement to it and you may get additional benefits, but you can't just get healthy by taking 3 grams of supplement because human beings just need a lot more oil than that for normal natural health. The biggest issue is that what's not understood is the production standards and the use standards. If you want the health benefits that omega-3s have, and they are the single most widespread nutrient deficiency of our time, if you want to get all the benefits, you got to get them made with care and you got to use them with care. And you got to use them balanced with omega-6s because they compete with each other, but both are essential and both need to be made with health in mind.